Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, Hotshot?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. Did you get rich last night?
No.
What? You nailed it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 200 yards, 400 yards, like...
Yeah. It was going to pay me like $1,500. So,
well, what happened? You didn't bet it?
So, well, I made the bet, but remember I was going through there tweaking with things and making little changes because like, oh, this pays a little more. And we'd said, as I was going through tweaking, you're like, that all sounds... Because it did kind of sound reasonable,
yeah,
right? Like, that stuff could happen.
Right. I said,
Chase,
absolutely.
I think, had to get a touchdown anytime. I think the Henry thing was...
Right. Had to get a touchdown
anytime. Had to get a touchdown, and then...
Chase had to get 100 yards. Burrow had to get 300.
Burrow had to get 300, which was one of the things I'd added. So I'd added that Burrow would get 300 yards. And, yeah, they all got it, except that when I decided, well, Burrow's going to get 300 yards, then they'll win. They'll win. And if I pick the Bengals,
to win...
It gives me it gave me like an extra $300 with the same amount of money. So I was like, they'll
so
win if you get 300 yards.
The Bengals win?
Uh-huh. So you can imagine the blood in my pants at the end of that game last night.
Yesterday, he goes, you got the Bengals winning? He goes, okay.
I told you not to do that.
He literally said, don't pick the Bengals.
But if Burrow was going to get 300 yards and Chase was going to, I just thought, they can do it. They can do it, and it pays, it was, you know, an extra, whatever it was enough to go, ooh, I'll just do that. I'll just play him to win. And by the way, they should have won.
That is,
they should have won. That was ridiculous. Now, I'm the guy who said, why didn't Tampa Bay go for two at the end of the Chiefs game? Because it was the Chiefs. But last night, I'm like, why are you going for two?
Yeah.
And I'm watching the Bengals. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't go for two. This is insane. Kick the field goal. Go into overtime. What are you doing? But they decide, no. The right move, because we heard Slim talking about it a week ago, is probably go for two here. We saw what happened to Tampa, so we'll go for two. And then they go for two, and the refs miss assaulting a quarterback. I'm just going to call it that. An obvious holding.
Yeah.
And they don't call it on either one of those guys. So that was it. I could not believe it. I could not believe it.
That's a bad beat,
dude,
man.
Dude, if they had gotten that, that's it.
So yeah,
when that snap is happening, and I've never made a bet on sports betting, I'll just be honest, that paid a lot because I never make very big bets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always making small bets. It's always for a few dollars here, a few dollars there. And usually the biggest payout, sometimes the biggest payout might be like $400. It's something crazy. And I think the most I've ever won is a few hundred bucks, which is very exciting.
Right. Yeah.
But to have over $1,000 on the line, and thinking, I might win over $1,000. And like going into it last night, I honestly thought the hardest part of it would probably be that both of them get a touchdown. You know, either that or Burrow getting 300 yards.
Well, a lot of things gonna happen.
But yeah, any of those things, you know, are not a given. And of course, Chase was phenomenal, so got that covered. And then Burrows ends up, I don't know, what was he, 400 yards. So, which at one point, I had upped Burrows' yardage to 500 yards just to see what that would do. Because he'd pay like $1 million. I was like, he could do it, man. He's done it. But I didn't do that. So I was all within the realm of reality. all the way up to that final snap. And I was like, well, this is it. They're not kicking it. But I guess, you know, they must be confident.
Well, the only thing you can do is get back on that horse this weekend.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I've already done that. You don't want to know.
Okay.
You don't want to know. I know the Patriots are bad. Really bad. Like, next level, horrible, horrible. But I think playing the Bears, they might be able to cover the points. I just need them to cover that spread. That's all I need.
What's the spread?
I got like 6 points.
The Patriots plus six?
Yeah, I think that's what it was when I checked last. I think that's when I bet it was a 6 point spread.
I think their rookie quarterback's better than the Bears' rookie quarterback. How about that?
Well, there you go. There's something provocative. I'm sure that would piss a lot of people in Chicago off.
But I believe it to be true.
Really? Well, I know in he's shown some signs, right? And in New England, I feel like they like him. They're rooting for him. So I listened to, what's his name, Simmons. I know he talks about him. He seems to like
him. He's from Boston.
But the team overall, obviously very bad. But it's the Bears. All they got to do is cover. Then there's a few other parts of that parlay in there, which, you know, I can go over with you later. But it's already bet. I don't think I can take it back. What'd you bet?
What's I haven't done anything yet.
You haven't made your lock of the weekend?
No, I mean, I won last night.
How about Michigan maybe beating the Hoosiers?
I told you the easy thing to do was the Ravens win.
Yeah.
And Henry, anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
I was like, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's money, so I bet that.
Yeah, and that paid.
And then I mean, it didn't pay a ton.
Not huge, but it pays.
Thousands of dollars, but enough to keep me going. Then I was kind of bummed, but I'm glad I didn't, because I said bet him to score first and last.
Oh, okay.
Would be the one, but I didn't do that. Remember, I said that's really risky if you want to do it. I've hit it before, but.
Yep. How awesome is Lamar, though? Man. He is awesome. And I'm just watching that game last night, and I'm like, I know this guy hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he is awesome. I mean, those things that he was doing, he's carrying the team. And their defense pretty much sucks. I mean, they were getting to Burrow, but their pass coverage is horrible. Horrible. And they knew that going into the game.
Good defensive line, good linebackers. They know they have bad pass.
Yeah, and I know that was the talk this week. So I'd heard that. I'd seen him talking about it on Nick's show, but still watching, I'm like, Jesus, man, they can't cover anybody. But they needed, what was the score? It was like, they needed, what did Lamar need? It was like, that was by the third quarter. We're so far into the third quarter. You need touchdown, 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 and he just does it. He's awesome. And the way he does it. Is crazy. I know you're not like totally
tandem,
over
though. Like, I'm watching him, like, you know, you got Lamar, he's running backwards and forwards. And so he's doing all that. He's running, he's spreading you guys out. You got to be ready for that. And then you have Derrick Henry just runs right up the middle and lowers his shoulder into you.
Yep. So. Well, I thought of you when Lamar did that little, you know, twinkle toes thing along the sideline, because that's like a Mahomes move.
Yeah, it is, right.
Like, they got to be careful there, because if they hit the quarterback and he's starting to go out of bounds, then they get that penalty automatically. But he's good.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
I don't like Burrow as much anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I said I liked him. I'm over that. Totally over
it.
It cost me a lot of money.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, Laszlo, you know, you've got me interested in college football.
And it's exciting.
When I say interested, it means betting on college football.
And that's how you get everybody excited.
I did see
I got my kids into sports.
Well, I'll tell you, betting
I got my ex-wife to watch sports.
No more betting on middle of the week college football games, though. That didn't pan out for me at all. Kent State and whoever else played.
That's
I don't know.
Fun.
Yeah, well,
and you're
it could
like
be fun.
Cricket and handball. Shut up.
I was, but I was trying to get away from that. But I look at this weekend's schedule, and you're the college football guy. You're the one who told me the Hoosiers were good this year at football.
Really,
I didn't know until you said something about a couple weeks ago. You said they got that coach.
Right? They got a coach who's like 65 or something. Nobody wanted to hire him. He coached with Saban.
And he's,
like, he's been around,
us.
And everywhere he goes, he just kills it. But nobody's given him a big-time job, I think, maybe just because he's older. And then they got there.
Because they weren't like this last year, or, you know, for a long time, right?
They've been bad forever.
That's what I thought.
I think it was the first 9-0 starts in, like, 1912 or something.
I don't think of them as
his first day on the job, people were talking about, he came out. Indiana's big rival is Purdue.
Okay.
So he came out, you know, they always come out to the basketball game, the new head football coach, and they give him a mic or whatever. And he was like, Purdue sucks. And then the cow was like, yay. And he goes, and Michigan sucks, and Ohio State sucks, too. And they went crazy.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
He's that guy. And then they were like, you know, what do you tell the recruits when you're trying to recruit them to Bloomington, Indiana, as opposed to other places where they may like to go? And he's like, Google me. All I do is win.
That's pretty.
That guy sounds awesome.
Cool. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, man.
So now you
I think, like, both teams, like, I think that probably motivates Michigan a little bit. You know, we suck. Well, they do kind of suck.
Well,
but you're like, we're the defending national champs. You're just going to come on TV and say we suck. But I think he's probably got his guys pretty fired up, too, to like, hey, we said they suck. We better make sure they suck. So,
but it's pretty crazy that the defending national champs.
Kurt Cignetti. Okay.
It's pretty crazy that the defending national champs are this big of an underdog.
Well, they're bad.
I know they are. I even listened to the Michigan podcast at the beginning of the season. And, you know, there was some like, okay, we know things aren't going to be as good. We know Harbaugh's gone. We know we've got a lot of young players, all that stuff. But it still took some time before it was like, I think we're worse than.
One of the things somebody brought up, they were like, well, you know, we lost our head coach and our defensive coordinator and, like, a bunch of guys left. And the coaches left with Harbaugh. I was like, yeah. And then I looked up. I was like, well, what is the old defensive coordinator doing in the NFL? Is any good? And I looked up the chart and they had the number one defense in the NFL. I was like, explain it.
There you go. Well, Michigan's 14.5-point underdogs against Indiana.
I like the points. Give me the points.
Really?
You would know. Give me Michigan in the points.
But this isn't overly optimistic.
No, but I'll say give me Michigan in the points and a Colston Loveland touchdown.
Okay. Michigan in the points. Loveland touchdown. I don't know what other what are the big college football games this week? And I see Georgia and Ole Miss are playing.
Georgia and Ole Miss and then LSU, Alabama at night.
Okay.
That's a good one. Bet on that one because you want to watch. It'll be night. It'll be at LSU. The crowd will be crazy. It'll be a fun college football game.
I saw Kansas is playing someone that it's real close. Iowa State.
Well, they're playing Arrowhead.
Is that, they're doing that this weekend?
Yeah, does anybody got tickets for that? I could use 3 tickets. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you've been wanting to go to that. That's where they're doing it? Is it Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
they played Summit Sport in KC, and then I think the bigger games, they're playing at Arrowhead. If anybody's got tickets, we don't have them here. I could trade you for something if you want, but we're not the KU station.
Yeah.
Call over to, WHB? Is that the AM sports station?
Yeah.
I think they have KU. Somebody call over there. Ask them if I can have 3.
Okay, you need 3 of them?
Yeah, call just ask for 4. Soren Petro or whatever his name is. Just say, Lazo needs 3 tickets for this KU game.
I'm sure he'll hook you up. You guys get along pretty
so.
Well, right?
Right.
What about, not that it matters, but Missouri and Oklahoma, I just thought, well, Missouri's been my team this year. Things didn't go exactly as hoped, necessarily. Right. But Oklahoma, I really don't know anything about.
They've struggled, too.
I hear you guys talking about them, and I do check the scores, so I see that it's not like they're winning every game. But it looks like Missouri plus 2.5. It's a pretty close game.
I'll take that.
I feel like this is one where I can just
go and
say, I'll take Missouri. I'll say Missouri's going to win.
Yeah, take them on the line.
And then just start building that parlay.
Luther Burden touchdown.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Which, by the way, I saw a mock draft. Yesterday, I know we're getting way too in the weeds for you people, but I saw a mock draft that had Luther Burden III coming to Kansas City.
Who's Luther Burden III?
A wide receiver from Mizzou. Might be the best wide receiver in the country.
Oh, the Luther Burden III is the only Luther Burden. I thought you said there's another Luther Burden.
It's only him.
Okay.
I think he's the third.
Okay. So
I saw that, like, drafting, and I always go to, like, you know, where are the teams that I follow?
Yeah.
You know, who do I like? Where have I lived, basically? I go, except for Jacksonville, because I used to follow them, and they hired Urban Meyer, and so I hate them.
And so they're saying the Chiefs could draft him?
Yeah, that was the mock. That's what they get.
Okay, not heard that. What about NFL? I already told you my hot take. I got the Bears. I took the Patriots with the points.
Well, if you did this every week, which I've been telling you, you'd have money, and people listening, too. Take the Lions.
That's Sunday night, right?
With a David Montgomery touchdown. Now, he didn't get it last week, but
maybe it pays
a little. Killed my parlay.
Was that the one thing that...
It was one. I had 10 things on it, and David Montgomery didn't get one, but...
The Texans, I don't know much about. They've lost like 3 games.
Yeah, that should be a good game. Right? I don't know if the Lions will win or they'll win, but if I'm a betting man, I don't think that the Lions are going to let Montgomery not score this week. They're aware that he didn't do it last week.
Okay.
I know they are.
Broncos, Chiefs. Chiefs are 7.5-point favorites. I don't know.
They've got to lose sometime.
That's my thing. They've got to lose sometime.
I mean, I don't think it's the Broncos, but I've been saying that against the other teams that they've been playing. So eventually it's got to be a team that I don't think.
Exactly. That's the one that's going to get you.
I know people are going to kill me on this, but I do think Bo Nix is better than what people think. I think he's good.
Because
I think he's the best quarterback in that draft class, and people are going to kill me for that. I know that. But I think the Chiefs win.
Okay.
But I think it's closer than you think. I take the Broncos and the points.
Okay, I had...
Seven's a lot of points.
What?
Seven's a lot of points.
Yeah.
In the NFL. It's just a lot of points.
Well, because one of the pre-built ones that I really thought looked seductive was... Where was it here? It was the Chiefs minus 7.5. Patrick Mahomes to record 300-plus passing yards.
Okay.
Yes. And then Mahomes TDs over 1.5. Passing TDs over 1.5. He can do that, right?
Yeah. But, man, they run the ball.
That's like 10 to 1.
Man, they run the ball a lot.
I know they do. They have been running the ball a lot.
You probably get it to pay off with a little shuffle pass that he does.
Is that
going to
do it to DeAndre or somebody? I mean, yeah. You just got to get two of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the spread.
Well, don't take the spread.
Just don't leave that out of it. But that's what makes it pay so well, though. It's like 10 to 1 odds.
I know, but take the money line.
Ugh, you're always betting so safe. All right. So, but do you agree it's okay to bet against your own team as long as you're rooting for your team? You bet against them because if they lose, you get something out of it.
I don't know if I'll do it, but I would take the Broncos and the points. I'd be rooting for the Chiefs to win by 6. Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I feel like that's
I would rarely bet against my team to lose. That puts me in a tough place.
I get it.
That's because I still am a fan. Like, I love gambling. I'm still a fan of sports.
Now you're
rooting. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting down actually rooting against the team that I like.
Yeah, and if you take...
I did take Oregon minus the points against Michigan, though.
That's just it. If you with the points, you can still be rooting for your team to lose, or to win, and the other team to lose, but they just got to cover. That's all they got to do. But, God, I mean, last night... was probably the most frustrating.
Gives the box to the right side. Chase to the left side. To the right side he goes. Incomplete at the goal line. Washington breaking it up.
And you know the real kick of it is, if I hadn't bet on that game, that would have been probably the best weeknight game of the season by far. It was such a good game. And yeah, and if I hadn't done that, I would have won.
If you just
wouldn't
have picked up
the
win.
I know.
But... all right, you did get through the whole game.
The harder parts were done.
They were done. So how exciting was, I guarantee
it was
you,
so exciting.
That two-point conversion had the to end be of the so game. That's what gambling's for.
I was ignoring my phone.
It was fun.
I saw, like, Snow going to text me, you text me.
I texted you, like, a third quarter. Like, you got this.
I was ignoring my
phone. I'm like, why didn't you
respond? I was ignoring because I was like, don't look at it.
You already had it.
Yeah, I was on the edge of my seat.
I think all you had left was, like, Derrick Henry touchdown. I'm like, you're going to get it. He's going to get it.
Yeah. And Brooke was, she was kind of asleep, and she's like, why are you getting so worked up about this game? I was like, oh, it's just that, you know, one of these teams, you know, probably end up, Chiefs are going to have to play them, so just keep an eye on it. Because if I tell her that I could win $1,500, she's not going to believe me that I only bet $40 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was like on the edge of my seat. And that Amazon stuff, and I know you talked about this last week or whenever it was on Thursday Night Football.
That's cool, right?
But that being able to just immediately see
the percentage of what you should do.
You can see the yards that every player has so far, touchdowns, all
and
that
then,
stuff.
And the percentage of a first down from here. Like, man,
that's
I love it.
Cool. And the other streamers, they're going to have to do that.
They have to come up with
it. They have to now because that is next level.
It just makes it exciting.
It's so
great. And
you can
watch it. Last week they had, I don't know if they had it this week. You know what? I forgot to check. Someone will tell me. I think they did, though. If you go down, there's 1, 2, 3 screens. Like, it's a U.S. broadcast, Spanish broadcast. Then it's one with all the stats.
The stats
are running all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you watched?
Well, I went to the stats several times.
Right, the screen's smaller.
It's smaller.
So, yeah.
So, but I would go
cool
to it to check to see how many yards, what's
Burrow
at.
I would go to it, like, if it's fourth down.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, what is the percentage of chance should they do this? And it'll be like, statistics say yes. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And during commercial break, as soon as they go to commercial, I could go back to it and just go, okay, let's see how close is Burrow. I mean, I knew Burrow was going to get the 300 yards there, but plenty of time left in the game. You could tell. It was like, all right. And you had that Chase touchdown pretty early, so... you know, everything was working out until the very end because I changed that stupid bet.
That's what happens.
I know. But don't worry, Caleb Williams has got me.
Got
me covered this weekend.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
All right, we're going to do the news.
Yeah, of course.
Up here. Plenty to talk about today. Funny how you go from a couple days ago, nothing but election news, and then today... yeah. Barely any of it. Although,
I mean, there's stuff going on.
There is stuff.
An Iranian guy trying to kill the president.
Yeah, there is definitely stuff going on.
I did see a thing. It made me laugh. And so I shouldn't laugh. And I know. Like, look, you know, I'm trying to stay, whatever. They did this whole thing on CNN, and they went and interviewed a Latino family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, in Arizona, I think.
Okay.
And it was the dad, the mom, and the older son. The son must have been, like, you know, in his mid-20s, maybe, right?
Okay.
And they're talking about how they voted for Trump and why they voted for Trump. And you know, the someone's like, I like him. He says what he thinks. You know what I mean? Just the stuff that we hear, right? Be good for the economy. And the guy was like, you know, does any of the deportation stuff, does that scare you at all? Did that? And the guy was like, no, you know, I guess maybe they were here legally, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, you know, in your circle of family, you know, do you have any people who are here illegally? And then the lady was like, well, yeah, of course, but, you know, he's not going to come for them. They all work, and, you know, they're not breaking any laws. They're not doing anything bad. They're not criminals. And so he's like, okay, and then he leaves, right? And the very next thing is Trump saying, there is no price tag too high for mass deportation on illegals. And I was like,
boy.
Man, boy.
Yep.
I hope you weren't watching.
I hope
that.
That's not a promise kept.
Yeah, no
I don't
kidding.
Think it is, but boy, I was like, wow, what a disconnect, right?
Well, and I saw this.
And maybe she's right, but I just was like, wow, because that's what he said. Like, there was no price tag or whatever he said it was.
It was something like that. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it costs or whatever.
Really?
But yeah. Because they said it would be way too expensive. That was they said, no, oh, it's completely impossible because it would cost this much. And he's like, it doesn't matter what it costs. And then I saw what women are
doing
today.
That's exactly what he thinks, too.
Yeah, I believe it.
It costs too much. I have an endless amount of money.
Well, he also got, you know, you got the Iranian thing. You got the Chinese thing. I don't know if you saw the Chinese thing as well, hacking into his attorney's phone and his phone and that stuff. And then I see the women across the country who don't like Trump who are doing their little protest, which obviously thought of you first. I was like, well, I'm sure Lazo's going to be a big fan of this. We'll talk about all that and other stuff coming up in a sec.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
The news. I'm sure you've heard by now, FBI is investigating this racist text message thing. Some black students have been getting text messages on their phones that say really racist things.
I'm really curious. Probably, I watched this. I'm really curious how it worked.
Like how they got these numbers to begin with.
And how do they know they were black people?
That's what I meant. Like how they got these numbers.
It's a number. It's not random.
Yeah.
But it's not to like know you know own. These people because it's different states.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about that, too. Like, where does that information come from? Although, since AI knows that you and I work together, that Snowcone is my friend, who knows? Maybe you can find that stuff online.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, they have information about us when they target us with these text messages asking for money or telling you you got to sign a petition. They have some idea most of the time what your political leaning is. Not always, but I was interested in that, too. How do they know your race?
The FBI says it is investigating a series of racist text messages sent to black Americans across the country. The wording of the texts appeared to differ, but the theme is consistent, telling recipients that they've been selected to be a slave on a plantation. Several universities confirmed their students have received those texts. It is unclear at this point who's behind them, but Text Now, which offers free phone numbers online, tells NBC News at least one of its accounts may be involved. The company says it has shut down the accounts and is also working with the authorities.
They're working with authorities, so don't know who it is. No idea. Any guesses? Chinese are usually the ones that are behind these things, but why would they do this, right? This sounds more like an inside job.
Senator from Kentucky quoted the FBI on Twitter and said it was probably you guys. Pack your bags.
Said it was us, yeah.
No. They sent it to the FBI, that the FBI probably sent it out.
Oh.
Yeah, as a distraction?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was me.
It was probably the FBI. You guys.
I'm texting now. I didn't send anybody that.
They did say that Trump and his associates hit some of their phones. People either attempted to hack them or did hack them. They hacked Todd Blanche's phone when he's Trump's criminal attorney. And they say that they tried to hack J.D. Vance's phone. They tried to hack Trump's phone. They make it sound like maybe they weren't successful. But with the attorney's phone, they were able to read messages, listen to some of his phone calls even. Okay. They've said, what they listened to was all him talking to his family and stuff like that, so it doesn't matter. But they've blamed China. They said it's Chinese hackers.
Hackers working for China's intelligence service broke into a phone belonging to Trump's lead criminal defense attorney, Todd Blanche. The Chinese hackers gained access to Blanche's text messages, even captured audio recordings of some of his calls. Blanche was targeted as part of a sweeping Chinese cyber espionage campaign that also attempted to hack phones used by Trump himself, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, and people affiliated with the Harris campaign.
Again, we talked about this yesterday. You never want to hand over your phone. You don't want cops going through your phone, taking your phone. It sounds awful for a lot of reasons. Just going without a phone sounds bad enough. But there's nothing, at least on my phone, there's nothing illegal. It's just like, what is on there? Because it's everything. It's your essentially your whole life. And you remember those Apple commercials where they said there's more about you on your phone than there is in your entire house. And
yeah,
at first you go, oh, and then you're like, well, wait, of course there is. There's way more about me on my phone than there is in my entire house. So that would have been crazier to, depending on how old you are, but
I also don't like, I mean, you know, for whatever it is, when people say, "Why, you know, if you don't have anything to hide on your phone, just like, I don't like, I don't trust anybody enough for that.
I know.
So my thing is like, okay, there's stuff on there I don't want you to know, but nothing illegal, right?
Yeah.
Like, nothing that I'm all that worried about. Some stuff you're like, hey, you can't do that. Okay. But, I mean, it could be buying weed, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just whatever it is on your phone. People have stuff that's illegal.
Yes.
Or telling your buddy, you know, how to get out of a speeding. You know, like anything. I don't want, like, the stuff that I don't just want to share with a cop.
Exactly.
Or the FBI. But the other part of that is, you're going to put something on there?
Well,
like, how
is
that?
Trust them.
Like, I don't want anybody, I wouldn't want the police to be able to search my phone without my attorney there.
That's the thing. Or your expert, whoever
right,
it is.
Like, I don't want you going in there before because I don't know how all this works.
Right.
And to me, like, you can go to my house. I know how it works.
Yeah.
I know that's crazy, but, like, if you plant weed in there, I'm going to know. And I don't know. I don't feel great about it, but I feel like I know what's happening here. There, they're like, hey, we saw that. I'm like, how did they find that link?
Right, what are they talking about?
Go
you start questioning your own sanity.
Right, but, or did I click on this link from something else? Like, did I send that? Like, did my kids send it? Did Slim send it? Like, what is going on?
Was
like,
it a pop-up
I don't know
ad?
Where it exists.
Yeah.
And where in my house was like, hey, we found cocaine. Like, I either knew it was there or it wasn't.
Right. And you go, that was definitely planted.
Right.
But with the phone, you're right. It's not like a fingerprint.
Right.
Or looking at a bullet and saying, if a firearms expert says, yep, this bullet came from this gun, then I can have my experts look at it and say, let's see if you can match it up too. And if they do, then you're like, okay, they're experts. Probably tell them the truth there.
Yeah.
But with something that came off a phone, when they're printing it out and saying, here it was on this day.
Right. That's why when I always hear, they're like, she Googled on March 3rd, how do you kill your kids? I'm like, how do we know that?
Right. Like, can my expert go back there and find the same thing?
Right. When she Googled that. Like, I don't know. What she Googled before that?
Right.
Right?
Because defense experts will do that stuff, but I don't know about with phones. I mean, and maybe they're doing it, but if they do, they don't talk about it.
Right. What'd she Google after that? Like, you know, there's so much stuff, you know.
And
like,
just stuff being taken out of context.
Right.
Because you type so many things on your phone.
Right.
And so when they start saying this person texted this,
well, 3 months
so
before
many times
they
use up this,
like,
out of context.
Know, how to get rid of blood with bleach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, but connect the dots. Did she go buy Tide Pods after that? Like,
right.
But we don't ever see any of that. That's my thing.
That's
with
taking stuff out of context.
And Google
is bad.
And all that stuff freaks me out.
They do. I feel like they do it a lot with Google searches.
Yeah.
Internet searches. And,
I'm
and you
like,
go,
well,
okay,
go
well,
further,
what was the context?
On. What was the next thing? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the context is everything. Also, truth, which, you know, if you think that they could be planting something, now you got a whole other animal to fight because I don't know how your expert goes and combats that. I don't know if their experts can put that stuff on your phone. I know we have to have some faith that there's not this big conspiracy against us, but, you know, it's been done before. Plenty of people have been put in prison that shouldn't have been put in prison because somebody decided to lie about it because they wanted the case off their
desk. I think a very small amount of police officers or FBI agents would do that, but
so,
I don't want is, and I think it's a complete anomaly and does not happen very often. But what I don't want to happen is for that very often to be me with my phone.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. You know, so I don't.
It's
you
scary.
Should be able to go on my phone unless my lawyer's there.
Well,
and an expert.
And you know how they take phones now. So if you get questioned by the police, if they bring you in to question you. And I think this is in every state. They bring you in, Lazo. They sit you down. They want to ask you some questions. Now, you don't even have to be being arrested yet. You're just being brought in.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, we want to ask you some questions. You know, we're pretty sure that, you know, you were there when your friend did this, whatever. And like, yeah, okay, that's all I know. I'm not talking more. When they say, well, we'd like to take your phone. Then you say, no. It doesn't matter that you say no. Because they take it, and they are allowed to hold it until they get the warrant. So they're not supposed to look at it until they get the warrant.
Okay.
But judges have said you're allowed to hold it until you get the warrant because we know that could throw it in the river. They could erase stuff. They could try to format the phone, whatever. And because they can do that, cops are now allowed to just take the phone from you and get a warrant later. And that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you think I might be erasing stuff, but That's the way it goes.
Right. You have
you're
going to
have to get a warrant
before.
First.
You should have got it before you started talking to me.
I don't want you. You don't come to my house and put guards on my house and say, we don't have a warrant yet, but you're not allowed inside. Right. What do you mean? That you can't do that. You can't just put people right. outside my house and say, no, you're not allowed to go in here. We're waiting on a warrant. It might take a week, right. but you can't come in the house. That's ridiculous. I don't like that they do that with phones. I wish someone would fight
the phone stuff
and they'd set
me.
A new precedent. Because I see some of these people getting interrogated and they say, yeah, you can't take my phone. They'll say no. And they just are convinced that they have a right to not hand over that phone. And I understand why they're convinced they have that right. It seems un-American that right. the cops can just take it without a warrant, but they can. And that's, I do not love that at all. The Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's thinking that they were going to get out of jail. Their lawyer said he's optimistic that they could get out of jail before Thanksgiving. Well, that DA, he lost his election. And a lot of people had said that one of the reasons he was so big on this Menendez thing and saying he was going to let the Menendez brothers out was sort of a Hail Mary attempt for him to win re-election because he was so down on the polls. But it didn't work because this other guy, Nathan Hochman, whatever, he won. And he says, he's not that he's against the Menendez brothers getting out necessarily, but he hasn't looked at it yet. So it's going to take
more time. Eric and Lyle Menendez now facing a new wrinkle in their path to freedom, with a newly elected Los Angeles district attorney set to take office next month, potentially delaying their key resentencing hearing. Nathan Hochman saying he'll need to review all the evidence once in office.
And if I need more time, I'll ask the court for more time. But I won't engage in delay for delay's sake. The Menendezes need to know what the answer is. The victim family members need to know what the answer is.
But imagine if you're one of these people who got really upset about the election this week or really stressed about the election this week. If you're one of the people who cried about the election this week. Think about the Menendez brothers watching the results for that DA. Because the DA who said you're going to get out of prison is up for re-election. And they're saying the whole reason he did this is so that he could potentially win re-election. And you know, if he loses, that changes everything.
Yeah.
You've been in prison for 30-some years, and now you're sitting there watching those results, and they go, yeah, he lost. Yeah, I mean, and maybe you've been in prison that long.
Time? Like, how much time does the DA still, like...
They acted like it will have to be this Hockham guy. He'll have to be the one that takes care of it now. I thought there would have been a couple months.
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes. Like, I thought maybe it was president.
That's what I thought. If you get it done fast enough, just get him out of there. But they acted like the other guy's done. So maybe that's how it works with the DA. Maybe the other guy is done. I don't know. But now they got to wait. Again, not that this guy's saying they can't get out, but he has to look through the whole thing, and he hasn't. Which I think means he's got to go home and watch the Netflix documentary and make a decision.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, so we're on what is this?
Second part of the news?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That is what we are doing. Did you see this story from Maryland? These college students, Salisbury College.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? That doesn't sound right now.
It didn't. I just made me think of Salisbury Steak, but...
Salisbury?
What is
something like
Salisbury
that.
Steak?
There's Salisbury Steak. That's the TV dinner.
Does that have beef, gravy on it or ketchup?
Gravy, but then I add ketchup.
Yeah,
but
I think
so
my mom used to make
too.
It with ketchup.
Maybe.
Or maybe there's a difference. What's Swiss steak? Swiss steak might have ketchup on it.
Swiss steak might be cut into pieces, but you'd have to look into that. For some reason, Swiss steak makes me think of a sandwich or a...
My mom used to make something. I didn't like it.
Swiss steak is cheap as well, I'm pretty sure. But Salisbury steak is somehow different from meatloaf in the TV dinner world, but not all that different. I think the meatloaf is a smaller, thicker lump, and the Salisbury steak is flatter and rounder. That's like the default... TV dinner, those dollar TV dinners, Salisbury steak. And then in elementary school, we had them at lunch. You guys had Salisbury steak, right? I think this school is called Salisbury. Now I need to look it up, though. But it's some college in Maryland I'd never heard of. I thought maybe you knew because you watched New Mexico State games on Friday nights. So I thought there was a chance to be familiar with the school. But they've arrested 12 students there already.
At Salisbury University?
Yeah.
Or is it Salisbury College?
Salisbury College, I want to say. Maybe it is a university. They might say in the story. But... they've arrested these students on suspicion of a hate crime. You should know that the age of consent in Maryland is 16. That's important to the story. These students may have been trying to do one of these
Baltimore
homemade to catch a predator type things. I would assume so.
Okay.
It's not a very big place, right?
I don't think so. Well, maybe it is big. Maybe I'm thinking Maine. I don't know. Is Maryland big?
No, I don't think Maryland's all that big.
Okay.
But it could have a lot of people in it because it's, you know, it's the East Coast. There's a lot of people over there. I don't know. But there's at least 12 of them that have been arrested already. I think there might be, there could be more kids that they arrest later. Maybe they're still arresting people. I'm not sure. Last I checked, they'd arrested 12. They think that this is one of those homemade to catch a predator type situations. These kids made a fake profile. Did you see some of this on Grindr?
Well, but I've seen, my boys have watched like these YouTube videos of kids who aren't cops doing this stuff.
Yep.
I'm like,
there's
what
adults
is going
doing
on?
It. I know. It's been a big, a few years ago, the Washington Post did a huge thing about it, expose, whatever. Mm-hmm. Talking about these different channels that get tons of views from, you know, quote unquote, catching these predators. You know, I guess with Dateline, you had a network you could sue if you felt like you'd been wronged. It was a little different. These YouTube channels, they just put it up. A lot of times they might be streaming live on Twitch, something like
right,
that.
Yeah.
You'd be live streaming. They go to Olive Garden, catch somebody. You wanted to sleep with a kid. And they get the wrong person. There's been some accusations of that for sure with these YouTube versions. So, but we don't know if that's what they were trying to do here. This doesn't really sound like it. It sounds like it in the beginning because they these students created a profile on Grindr to say that they were a 16-year-old wanting to have sex. And then finding a guy that's saying, yeah, okay, I'll meet you. First of all, they got the age of consent wrong because the age of consent is 16. So at least the lawyer that I saw on TV was saying they should have picked a younger age if they were going to do this because the age of consent in Maryland is 16. Does age of consent mean that for any age? I mean, that's what I thought, right? That also would be a little different than To Catch a Predator because when they got this guy over to the house or to the campus, whatever it was an off-campus location, apartment, whatever it was. When they get this guy over there, they don't say, like, have a seat right over there and then try and out him on YouTube or on television. Instead, they give some sort of signal. I think it's yeep, yeep, something like that. They'll tell you here at the end.
Okay.
And a bunch of guys come running out of the hidden areas from behind doors and in the closet, stuff like that, to start attacking this guy. Apparently, there's video of this that someone recorded on their phone, and the media has seen it. They said it's terrible to watch, and I think that's what started to get out first was this video. People saying, what is happening to this guy? They brutally attacked this guy, and now they've been arrested, and they're being charged with a hate crime, it looks like.
12 people, all Salisbury University students, are now accused of luring a gay man under false pretenses to an off-campus apartment complex and attacking him. The victim answered a solicitation for sex with a 16-year-old on the dating app Grindr. 11 News has viewed disturbing video of the assault taken by one of those in attendance. It shows the victim getting kicked, punched, and spat on. For an unexplained reason, they force him to read a handwritten weather forecast into a cell phone camera. As the victim entered the apartment, one of the suspects yelled, "Yee, yee." Then as many as 15 college-age males came out from the back bedrooms.
Okay, so as many as 15 college-age men, boys, whatever, come out from back bedrooms and start attacking this guy. They've arrested 12. Are they just not being able to find the other guys? Are the other guys maybe not involved in the actual attack? There's not enough room for them to get in on it? I don't know. Why did they have this guy read a weather report?
Maybe to prove what day it was?
Okay. I thought, I'll read it to Liza and he'll go, it's probably this, dummy. And I'll go, yeah. So maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
Why couldn't he just say today is...
I don't know.
I guess if you read the weather report, it's...
I have no idea. There's the first thing that came to mind.
Like, are they thinking... No, but that would make sense if they were thinking, we're going to get this guy legally, and we want to be able to take... But if you were going to try and bring this guy down legally, then you wouldn't assault him like that. You wouldn't record yourselves assaulting this guy and beating him up like that. I don't really understand. I did see a lawyer on TV, like I said, and he was saying they went about this all wrong. If that's what they were trying to do, he's like, I'm not even positive that that's what they were trying to do. We assume that's what they were trying to do with some sort of To Catch a Predator style thing.
Right.
But they obviously hadn't seen the show because they got a lot of things wrong here. They got the age of consent wrong.
Which is big.
It's a pretty important thing there. You know, that's kind of it all hangs on that, you know? So you got that wrong. That's not good. Maybe Salisbury's not a great school. I don't know. I'd never heard of it before.
Me neither.
Well, it's a university.
I don't know anything about it.
Universities have to be pretty good to be universities, don't they?
I don't think so.
No? I thought maybe you had to be a college. And then if you got that university status, you were doing pretty good.
I don't know what you got to do to get university status.
I don't either.
When I grew up, there was like a Madonna college by my house.
Yeah.
And then later on, I went home and visited, and I drove by, and it said Madonna University.
They got the
U. So I don't know what they did, though.
Probably proved themselves, and it takes a long time. My school was a college when I started, and it was a university when I left. Right, I guess maybe because they got me out of there. Well, like, okay, he's out of here. Right. Either way.
Stature, standing.
But it became a university. But, yeah, I don't understand. This is the kind of thing I would never expect your kids to get caught up in something like this. But it's the kind of thing that, as a parent, you go, I would assume, you go, do I need to talk to my kids about stupid S like this?
Right.
Is this something
there's
I need to
so
warn them
much
about?
Stuff.
There's just so many things for me to cover. And if this was the news I got, if I got a call from the school saying your son was involved in some sort of To Catch a Predator YouTube
there's
channel
some sort
scheme.
Of thing I thought the other day, like, do I need to talk to my boys about this or not? Oh, it was the, apparently the big trend, because whatever that idiot's name is, tweeted, your body, my choice. And then people were saying that, I guess, kids are going around in middle school. I'm grown-ass men. I don't know who was saying it, but they were saying it to women. Like,
they're saying, your body, my choice?
Forever.
Not trying to be funny?
I don't think so. Well, okay. I don't know if they were, like, being threatening about it, but either way, I don't know.
I didn't know.
But it's like, you talk, then it was like, you know, make sure your boys know. And I'm like, I would hope my boy wouldn't do, but...
Right, but that's just it.
Well, you don't know. Like, you know, I'm not them. Like, I don't know.
And also, you get caught up with a bunch of other young people.
Maybe you think it's funny, you know.
It's that group think. Now you got a bunch of people saying, we're going to do this. This will be funny.
It's all over Twitter. Like, you know, so you just shut them down. Like, it's not funny.
And if your kid's part of something like this Maryland thing, they're thinking, well, I'm not going to tell my parents. My dad's not going to know because I'm not going to tell him. I'm not going to send him a link to the final video that we post. So he's never going to know. Yeah, until everyone starts getting arrested. And then they arrest, you know, 12 people, a dozen kids, for a hate crime. And not only do you get arrested for a hate crime, which is pretty bad, but on top of it, there's all this stupidness going on. Like the fact that you got the age of consent wrong.
Right.
And unless you just wanted to be homophobic and that's all this was about.
Well, they wanted the kid 16.
But exactly.
You were trying to catch him, and you wanted to give a reason as to why you kicked this guy's ass.
Got to think that's what they were
doing.
And
so you were like, oh, look, he was having sex with wanted to have sex with an underage kid, so he kicked his ass. But then, oh, first off, what are you doing? And second, you got it wrong.
Got the underage part wrong. Yes, that's bad. You don't get to go to Salisbury anymore. That's it. And think about what this does to our reputation, because a lot of people may not have heard of Salisbury until today.
It was a fine educational institution.
Either way, but this is the first time learning of it. So now, you know, if your oldest decides he wants to go to Salisbury in a couple of years, I'm going to think, no, not that school, not the To Catch a Predator school. It'll just always be the way it is. So, yeah, I got to think that they were doing a channel of some sort, and they thought this will be popular. And maybe they were thinking it doesn't have to be just like To Catch a Predator. It'll be like a mix of To Catch a Predator and then just old-fashioned homophobic gay bashing or whatever it was. But I'm just surprised that college-age students, a lot of them, I thought college-age students, all you ever hear about is how woke they are, right? These college campuses, kids are so woke. And they're so, well, then what was this?
I don't know.
Is that count as...
Age.
You don't think that they're as woke as...
No. I mean, not all of them, for sure.
I wouldn't know. I've been a long time since I was on a college campus.
There's date rape and stuff that goes on. And,
right. But to get this many kids involved in this thing...
It's in a way... Yeah, no. But also, in a way, they're like, we're beating up a pedophile.
That's how they're justifying it.
Right, and so they're maybe, lying, that's it. Right. Yeah. So it's like, you know, we just didn't beat
They still keep their card or whatever, that card is, whether it's woke or not. And real quick, Australia, the Prime Minister came out and said... No more social media for kids under 16. And we're not going to make it the parents' responsibility or the kids' responsibility to make sure that they aren't on social media. We're going to make it the social media provider's responsibility to make sure that they're not on it. So their age was 16. Same as Maryland's, ironically. I didn't do that on purpose.
This one's for the mums and dads. Social media is doing harm to our kids. And I'm calling time on it. The onus will be on social media platforms to demonstrate they are taking reasonable steps to prevent access. The onus won't be on parents or young people.
So there you go. 16, nobody 16 or under on social media. That's what the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, or whatever his name is. That's what he says. 16. Okay. Wait, they've talked about that here for a long time. Didn't they do that in Florida? Is that similar?
That I don't know.
I think Florida's a 16, but I don't know if that went into effect or not. How would you feel if they said nationally, we're going to tell the social media companies that kids under the age of 16 aren't allowed to access
it? They just changed their birthdays. Like, the cat's out of the bag.
That's my thing. Is that this isn't? Like, we're not rolling out.
Right, you're not old enough to have a Facebook. They all do.
Yeah.
You know, they put it out, and then right, and you check on it, and you're like, oh, look, there's my kid. I scroll down, it says born in 1984.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm, you know, they all do it.
I don't know how they prove that.
They don't.
You're going to say you need a driver's license? I doubt that, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing in Florida. Someone can correct me.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So you're going to do something to make me happy.
Yeah, just to cheer you up a little bit on Friday. Because sure. I saw this and I was like, oh, this is great. Laszlo's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
There was an election this week. I'm sure most people are aware. And, you know, that means that no matter how it turned out, half the country was going to be upset, right?
Well, the other half the country would be excited.
That's it. That's how elections work. Well, the way that people respond to their anger or disappointment, though, that seemed to change over time. You know, I remember when I was a kid, like if Dukakis lost, my mom might be happy and my dad would be kind of grouchy for a couple days, right? Mm-hmm. And that was kind of that. I was also young, so I don't know everything that was going on behind the scenes, but it seemed like that was basically it. The night of the election, you know, I can't believe it, and then, or yay, and then that was basically it. Now you've got people...
I never remember my parents being upset.
I don't really either. A little bit. I remember my mom saying my dad was upset and like making fun of him. She's like, your dad's just upset because Dukakis lost. Mm. And she's laughing about it. And I was like, oh, my dad must have liked that guy. Like, I didn't even know who they liked because they didn't put signs in the yard.
I remember them ever be like, you know, oh, no, this what's going to happen?
Yeah. And now you get these like reels, highlight reels of people crying on TikTok, on Instagram, whatever. You know, I'm in the bathroom crying while my boyfriend's out there cheering. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. They got that 4B movement.
Is that what it is?
Have you heard that?
No, I don't know.
We'll discuss that later. You tell me what you're going to do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is part of it. I don't know. But the liberal women who are very upset, I assume some of these women are the same women that I saw in those videos crying in the bathroom this week. They've decided that they're going to get together. And they're going to take a stand because, as you mentioned, Laszlo, earlier this week, some of them are saying men need to shut up.
Is this the 4B
movie? Well, maybe it is. You tell me. That's what I'm asking. Maybe that's what this is.
Are they not going to have sex?
That's right.
That's the 4B movement.
No sex.
They took it from South Korea.
I did see that it was a South Korean thing. It's a South Korean feminist movement.
Yeah.
I didn't see that it was called 4B, but when he said it, I was like, we might be on the same page here. And I know just hearing these girls' voices would cheer Laszlo up.
Donald Trump is president, and I think all women should stop having sex for the next 4 years in protest and protection of your bodies.
I also have decided that for the next 4 years, I am going to abstain from schmex with men. Mm. And funny enough, I actually just broke up with my boyfriend a handful of days before the election.
All I have to say is good luck getting laid.
All I have to say is good luck getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? No schmecks, you loser.
Okay.
No schmecks. Well, you know, her boyfriend is probably happy, I guess, now. Maybe he was upset that he got dumped, although I doubt it. I kind of doubt that he's the one that got dumped. But maybe he got dumped.
I saw him. They're already arguing.
Who's arguing? The girls in the movement?
Yeah,
about what?
They're fighting. You
like,
know,
can I have sex with my boyfriend who didn't vote for Trump?
Yeah, my boyfriend didn't vote for Trump, and he's a nice guy, and he likes the movement. I'm like, okay.
He's an ally.
Yeah. Can I have sex with him? And then people are like, no, that's the whole point. I'm like, all right, well, I don't understand. Bro, like just all dudes.
Yeah, no dudes.
No dudes get any sex.
Right. If they could actually work together and make this work, then that would mean that every girl, if you have sex in the next 4 years, that would mean that she's probably conservative. Or not a liberal.
I was a little worried about this morning.
Yeah.
So
because they're getting rid of their dating app profiles and all kinds of stuff.
But I went to Camp Soda, everyone there.
They're still good?
Nope, not part of the movement, and haven't been deported yet, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
So, very exciting.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I don't even know if those cameras are in the United States sometimes.
I know positive some of them aren't.
Yeah.
Positive, very, but I'm sure very, some of them are. Sure.
Some of them could be, but you say it looked like everything was up and running. So
yeah, everybody was good.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I know, like, not that you use a dating app a lot, but you have a profile.
I do.
And the other day, someone said they were going to get up in your DMs, and then they didn't.
No, they
so,
didn't.
You know, and
they could be part of the movement.
Maybe she's part of the movement. That's
what I
thought.
Maybe she's like, yeah, no, I'm not interested.
Well, but she's the one who said something first.
Yeah, maybe
so
she went to my thing and saw my profile and saw my picture.
Or maybe she thinks you're not liberal enough. I mean, now we're just going to tie sex to political bent
ideology.
So, yeah.
Sure.
Then maybe you won't make the cut, and that means you're going to have to conservative.
What
women.
About that? All you betas out there.
Now the betas are the guys who do what the women say.
Of course, all you guys out there, you cucks.
Same thing.
Yeah, you're just out there kissing that ass, letting your girlfriend weaponize her vagina and use it however she wants as a weapon to control you.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Kissing her ass, telling guys you agree with her on everything. This is what feminism looks like. You're wearing a shirt. And now she's like, you know what? Whatever. You're a dude. Nothing.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what have I been playing this charade for?
Right.
For 5 years.
Didn't just kiss your ass. I kissed your vagina.
Right.
Because I do whatever you say. Right? And now you're just taking it all away. What you're going to have to do, gentlemen, I mean, you don't have to go far. Look to your left, look to your right. There's probably a conservative somewhere in your orbit if you're around people.
Yes.
It's over 50% of the country, would appear.
By the way, they're always hotter.
Exactly.
Always hotter.
I was going to say, if you really are that worried about it, and you're like, man, I'm having a tough time because I've surrounded myself with nothing but libs. Go to Florida.
How many of these women
are
just getting
turning
their
dudes
door,
away?
Their door banged down because guys, she's like, I'm going to sleep with nobody for the next 4 years. We're like, well, what about the last 2 years?
Did you watch the videos of some of these girls?
I saw.
I mean, I know it's probably not polite to say, but it has to be said because everyone is thinking it. Look, and it's fair because if I posted a video that said I'm not going to have sex with anyone for 4 years, people would laugh at me. They would say, first of all, you're a dude, but also no one is dying to have sex with you. Like you said, no one's knocking down your door. So that would be ridiculous. So and I'm aware of that.
And I know
so I'm allowed to say
it.
Something
like,
here.
You know what? I haven't had sex in 3 years because I'm part of the movement.
Well, that now you can use it as an excuse.
Right. Well,
and
yeah.
Boys and girls. The guys.
Yeah, I'm part of a movement, too.
Yeah.
I'm not having sex with chicks.
The bucks, or whatever you call them, they can just say, well, you know, I've been taking part of this, and that's why. Because and now, also, so this, you said it's 4B movement. I did see there was a South Korean thing. Are they saying, like, you say this girl's having an argument about whether or not she can do it with her boyfriend.
I saw it
but
last
that
night
seems odd.
On X. Something I got it was in my Apple News about this movement, and I was reading the news, and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is, like, real.
Yeah.
So then I went to X and searched.
Where you go to find out if stuff's real or not.
Well, because I figured I'd see women talking about it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's just a bunch of women like, you know, let's do this 4B movement.
With the hashtag, yeah.
And then, like, other women are like, well, can I still, like, make out with my husband?
Right.
Like, you're going to divorce you. Like, your husband's a liberal. You guys voted for the same person. And you're going to
not have
sex with them
for 4 years.
Yeah, it's not just sex either. Like, I don't know what else.
If you said, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Obviously, we don't need to get too logical about it. The whole thing is dumb. I don't think, in my opinion, and I'm not a political strategist, but I think it's a bad look. Just like a lot of things.
Yeah, so the 4Bs are no sex with men, no giving birth, no dating men, and no marrying men. Well, you don't have to worry about the last one if you're not going to have sex with them or date them.
Yeah, you should
be okay.
So it's
really the 3Bs. I feel like I have to break down the Ten Commandments like Carlin here.
Well, if you're not going to have sex with them or date them, then you don't have to worry about the second two, right? Because you don't have to worry about giving birth or, what was the last one? Marriage?
And
I mean, I guess maybe.
No sex with men, no giving birth, no dating, and no marriage.
Yeah, so if you're not dating, you're not going to get married.
Sex with them, and you're not going to get pregnant,
well,
and you're not going to marry them.
So you only have 2Bs.
So really, it's just right.
Jesus.
You don't even really have I guess 2. You have sex without dating them, I guess.
Get your act together.
Just, I mean, so it's the 2B movement.
That's what it is. And I'm assuming that's because all those words start with B in South Korea?
And yeah, bazooku,
okay.
Bajulzin, binyan.
Nailed it. That's Japanese. You're mixing it up there.
But you can still do that.
You can? With a conservative, yeah. Oh, you mean that doesn't count? You're
well,
allowed
that's
to do
not
that?
Sex.
Oh, Lazo, now we're getting into this whole, is it
Wait,
cheating,
hold on
is
a second.
It sex?
It's not sex. You cannot get pregnant from it.
These are all true.
It's not something you do with someone you're dating.
You wouldn't do it with
or
anyone
your wife.
You're dating.
That's true. Someone
and you're not anybody you'd marry.
Yeah.
So I say it's the 5Bs.
The 5Bs?
Yeah, and the fifth one's upkeep.
The fifth one is we will. You're adding it to the list of things they won't.
Yes, yeah. The four B's plus the fifth.
Yeah.
So you can do none of those things, but you can everyone if you want.
Boom. So that's what we're doing for the next 4 years.
Just
change your profiles. Yeah. Right.
I'm the 1B movement. I promise not to have sex with you, not to get you pregnant, not date you or marry you. But I will left and right, center, doesn't matter to me. Nazi, not Nazi, I don't care. Immigrant, not immigrant, whatever it is, for everyone.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Kids love their true crime, and today there's a lot
of
talk.
Kids love it?
They do.
Are you sure?
Like, when, again, when I say kids,
you mean
people
like
in their
people
20s.
Your age in their 40s?
Well, maybe, yeah. And also, I mean people in their 20s.
You talk to a lot of people in their 20s?
No, I don't. And
when's the last time you've actually spoken a word to someone in their 20s?
Been a while.
Yeah, so how do you know what they like, actually?
Well, I don't. I see them online.
You have no idea. You live in a bubble of you,
yeah,
your fiance,
and you too.
And her sister.
Yeah.
And they tell you how much the kids love. And because they're younger than you, but by the way, sorry, ladies, no spring chickens anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's what the young kids like. And just actually, because they're younger than you does not make them young.
That's true. And being in their 30s doesn't put them in their 20s. I see people in their 30s and assume they're in their 20s. But actually, they're not even
older
talking
than
about
what
it.
I would like to date.
I know, Laszlo. They're too old for you. But they're not even the ones talking about it. The ones talking about it is really Twitch, which I assume, I don't see everyone on Twitch, but I assume you're probably all a bunch of old, ugly dudes. And then Snowcone, I know he's
in his 40s, too. So, like, literally,
he just looks like it. He's technically in his 30s.
He's in his late 30s.
In mid-30s, for sure. I think he's 35.
Seven?
35, I think.
Oh. Well, whatever. He's not 20.
No, he's not 20. He's not 20. Yeah. So we'll make it quick. Like, I didn't say we were to talk about it all day, but there's big news in the true crime world.
Why are you giving me the finger? I said you were 37.
He's 35.
He said it's in my 40s. I heard it.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean.
So, the Delphi murders, I know you haven't been following too closely, but you did say, last we talked about it, the last thing Laszlo said was, okay, I'm interested. I believe that
I
was
did?
I think so. This is the story
Delphi,
out of Indiana.
Right,
two girls
whatever.
Are on the train
I know
track.
People are wildly interested in it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't say it's all kids.
No.
I don't think there's a lot of young, hip people like, hey, Slim, fill me in on the Delphi murders.
Just younger than me. That's it. Yeah. So, no. Probably not kids.
No.
Now, there were two kids, actual children, who were murdered in the story, which I know we told you a little bit about it, but it's been a couple weeks. So, the two girls, this was in Indiana. Remember the train track, Laszlo? And there was video that one of the dead girls had recorded on her phone from an older phone. Turns out it was an iPhone 6, by the way. That day, I was like, it looks like probably older than an iPhone 6. It was really poor quality because they had to crop this picture. They had to zoom in to try and see this guy walking across the bridge. But they think these girls knew that this guy was potentially a threat.
All right,
they
so those two girls are walking down by a bridge.
They're in a park area, trails,
and
there's a
guy
bridge
found
there.
On them, and they find a phone where she had taken a video of them.
And these two girls end up dead. They're murdered. And one of the things they found was on Abby's phone, one of the girls' phones, they found a video and some audio that this girl had recorded because at one point she probably suspected that this guy might be trouble. And when she's recording audio of his voice, she knew he was in trouble because at that point, they believe you can hear him saying, all right, girls, down the hill. They also believe you can hear him racking his gun. He's got a gun pointed at them, a handgun pointed at them, which all goes into this big, long trial and the evidence that the state has. Snowcone has been listening. Snowcone and a lot of people on Twitch have been listening to one podcast, which I think is funny. It's just the defense. It's from the defense's perspective.
Oh, I see.
And these people who host it are defense attorneys, right?
Okay.
But I've been listening to a few of them, and I've listened to that one, and then the other two that I listened to are pretty much prosecutor-friendly. One of them is actually called The Prosecution. The other one that's real popular is called The Murder Sheet, and I saw I think all of them are hosted by a guy and a girl, but I saw one of the hosts of The Murder Sheet was on the news this morning. They were asking her what she thought, because now...
Why
all
are they
of
called the
evidence,
Delphi murders?
That's where they are, right? Delphi Indiana.
Where? Delphi, Indiana?
Okay. Yeah.
Where's that?
Small town. It's, I don't know.
Outside of Indianapolis? Or?
I don't know how close it is to Indianapolis. They've said... I've heard somebody say actually how far away it is from Indy, but look that up, Snowcone. It's definitely a small town. Only a few restaurants there, but I've heard... They're born in a small town. And this guy that they arrested, it took them years to make an arrest.
76 miles
from Indianapolis.
So, hour and a half, yeah.
The guy that they arrested, Richard Allen, took him a few years to catch this
guy. Where's John Mellencamp from?
There's no way of knowing.
The internet. Try the internet. I'm going to play you a clip real quick while you look that up. This podcast.
I feel like he's from Delphi.
You think?
I feel like I've heard that name before, but I don't know why. I'm going to look up Delphi. Somebody's famous is from there.
Okay. He's from Seymour, Indiana.
Seymour. I knew that.
Sucking on Chili Dog.
Anya Kane, one of the hosts of The Murder Sheet, was on the news this morning because now the jury has...
It's in deliberation.
...gone to deliberate. And how long will it take? Probably a long time. I would guess, just because this isn't, I don't think, of a super open and shut case. Like, this guy's overly guilty, or there's no way he did it. I've heard people arguing on both sides. Some people think there's plenty of reasonable doubt, and other people think, no, he did it for sure. I guess what I haven't heard is that there's no chance in hell this guy had anything to do with it. I haven't heard those people. And maybe you have, Snowcone, but the people that I've heard that say he should be acquitted are the people that say there's plenty of reasonable doubt.
Then what do you think is going to be hard or easy for the jury?
So McClelland really focused as a prosecutor on the day in question, the timeline, and then basically having Richard Allen, with his own words, put himself in each situation that would basically link him to being Bridge Guy, who McClelland is saying is responsible for the murder of the girls. So he's doing some sort of very intricate timeline. He's using pictures. He's showing these girls taking selfies before the murders. It's very heartbreaking and very sad. What Rosie was doing was more of listing off kind of the laundry list of issues that the defense has with the investigation and how this case was put together, and talking about here's what the prosecution doesn't want you to see, talking about Richard Allen's mental health issues in prison. They're focusing on that. And then in the end, he actually took the rather dramatic step of comparing what Richard Allen has been through with the medieval rack. So it's very kind of bombastic, very over the top.
Okay, so Laszlo knows the least about this.
I have no idea what that lady was talking about.
She's saying that talking about the medieval rack, they're saying that this guy was essentially tortured.
They have... On trial?
Yes, that he was essentially tortured.
The guy in the video? Officer. Same dude?
The alleged guy.
The alleged guy in the video, yeah.
But this could be, they don't know if it's the guy in the video?
Well, nope. the state is saying it is.
The state's saying that they made their case for it. And the
I see. Okay, well, that's the argument. But maybe it's not the guy in the video.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, but so this guy, let's just say he's
Richard
the guy.
Allen.
Sure, say he's Bridge Guy.
To make it easier for me.
Sure.
Bridge Guy.
Yeah.
He does what with medieval times?
They were saying that the defense has argued that he was essentially tortured by police because he was held for a really long time in solitary confinement.
They were comparing his conditions in this jail as a pretrial detainee to medieval torture.
Yeah. Saying that he broke. He had a psychotic
break. They were saying the cops did that.
Like threw tomatoes at him and stuff.
Like put him on the rack.
Where they,
like Princess
Bride.
But they're saying that was like that.
Yeah, that he
they
broke.
Made him sit in a room with that, and they didn't give him any smokes or anything.
Yeah,
for
the same thing as King Arthur punishing you.
Yeah, that's what the defense is saying.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
sounds right.
The prosecution has laughed that off, kind of as you are doing, and the defense has made a big deal. Is like, no, this is obviously a false confession.
Maybe it's a false confession. I don't like the way they do all that. I haven't seen any of it, but comparing it to medieval times, I wasn't around him. I'm not even sure medieval times are real, are they?
No, I think those are the years we skipped. But you can look into that.
Right. I'm not sure.
But pretrial detainee and
Sir Lancelot a human?
Was he real or not? I don't know.
I don't know.
We're getting into impossible questions.
Was she real?
Impossible.
King Arthur, was he real? Was there a sword in a stone?
Again, no way.
Sword in the stone's got to be real.
But I don't know about that.
Did you ever...
That said, I know what it was supposed to be like, and I'm guessing torture then is different. But like you said, let's not compare it to that. But let's just say...
It's bad.
And put in that room is horrible.
Yeah.
Did you ever do solitary at all?
No.
Okay.
Never.
See, he was solitary for 13 months.
That's a long time.
As a pretrial detainee.
Well, he had a cell to himself. He had a cell to himself.
Well, that's different.
That's what the prosecution wants to make sure you know.
I wanted a cell to myself.
Yeah. This was not solitary confinement. It was a cell to himself.
Well, it had like a glass. Could he go out of it?
Defense said there
was out for 1 hour a day.
Oh, all right.
And lights want to... No, lights want to turn off and no running water for a lot of times.
But he didn't have a TV?
No.
Could he get to a TV?
Doesn't sound like it.
No, they said at one point he was offered one and he turned it down.
Oh, okay.
He was losing.
A lot of times you can get a TV from the commissary.
Mm.
So if you have like a one-room place, you can get your own TV. Now, you're living a little bit.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
Not great, necessarily, but maybe not so bad.
Depending.
Yeah, depending on what your life was like on the outside, too.
Yeah.
So, Laszlo, you know the least about this. It's gone to the jury now. What do you vote? Guilty or innocent? You think there's reasonable doubt?
Wait, did he say he did it?
At one point, yes.
What did he say?
He said a lot of different things.
He was also eating his poop.
He ate his own poo?
Yeah, he was losing it.
When?
Why after he'd been solitary? In jail for a long time.
Why did he eat his own poo?
They think he had a psychotic break.
Banging his head against the wall. He's masturbating, singing Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Well, that's not weird.
Not in jail.
Not anywhere, really. I mean, I haven't done Mama's Only, but, you know.
Yeah.
Country Roads, Take Me Home. Who hasn't done
whatever
that?
Whatever it is.
To the place.
It's probably not that different.
I belong.
Yeah.
West Virginia. Mountain Mama. Right? You never masturbated to that?
Mm-hmm. I masturbate when I hear it, which is why I don't like you singing it at work. But guy was kept in these bad conditions. He says some things that were taken out of context, probably, but some of it maybe not taken out of context. It does sound an awful lot like a false confession, but that doesn't mean it is a false confession.
Why does it sound like a false confession?
Because it's one of these deals where you finally start saying, it's like you're saying, no, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. And then the police hold you for a really long time. And it's like, I'll tell you whatever you want me to say.
Did he ask for a lawyer?
Well, how long did it take for him to get a lawyer?
He was meeting with a lawyer, but...
He had one, but I don't know how long he waited.
It was a while. And he didn't trust him at first. He needed his wife to, like, vet him first.
What does his wife say?
He didn't do it.
She doesn't think that he did it.
Where was he?
He has mental health issues. He
self-reported.
Worked.
He was there. Like, he was at the trail, and he self-reported, like, the day after it happened and said, hey, I was down there.
This is the thing we told you about where they said that the tips people accidentally misfiled a tip, and it took forever.
So he said, hey, I was there.
Yeah, you're asking for people who were down there that day. I was one of those. I was there that day.
And then, like, you were there.
Once they finally find...
Did you kill her?
Basically,
is that basically what happened?
Yeah. Did you do this? You did this. You're the best.
So his wife said he was at the trail? What did he come home with? Did he come home with like a bloody clothes?
Well, that's just it. No. I mean, that we know of, they didn't find anything at his house.
They have any bloody clothes?
They found no evidence at his house.
There's a memory box.
Well, right, the bullet. But as far as clothes and stuff like that go,
what's a memory box?
It's very confusing.
The clothes, though, didn't he?
Huh?
I thought he still had.
They said that he had clothes that may have looked like the clothes in the picture. Yeah. But I think if you're asking about, like, did he have any blood evidence or anything like that?
Yeah, is there anything
that would indicate that he committed his murder? No.
The girls have his DNA. Or anything?
There was no hard evidence like that. It's all kind of circumstantial. The hard evidence is this bullet, which is a whole long thing. But yeah. It's a little. It's not a great case. I mean, the prosecutor people, that girl that was just on, they'll tell you it's a great case. I tend to side with the defense more often than I should, I guess, but I think they got reasonable doubt
There's tons of reasonable doubt.
Shogun's only listened to the defense's side, so he definitely thinks there's reasonable doubt.
So I've said that. I'm biased. I understand it, but it seems like a lot.
Yeah, he was losing it. His handwriting changed. Completely. Over time, his handwriting started to change. It turned into a child's handwriting, the psychiatrist said.
And he ate his own poo.
Yeah, and they think that's all signs of a psychotic break.
And he masturbated.
He wasn't doing that at first.
Singing Country Roads.
He was jogging in place saying, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He was Army Reserve, I think.
So what? What do you think?
Well, guilty.
You go guilty?
He ate his own poo.
So that makes him a murderer?
I mean, it does not make him one.
Yeah.
It makes him more likely to be one than not.
I'm voting guilty, but I hate that the state has such a lousy case.
When you eat your own pee and poo, that's bad.
It's bad. I think he probably did.
It's not like, you know, hey, can I get a character witness? Like, hey, he ate poo yesterday. So if you're like, well, I'm not sure. I mean, if we screwed it up, it is a dude who ate his own poo.
Yeah.
I would go guilty. He ate his own poo. Like, can they prove he ate his own poo?
I don't think they're denying. I don't think the defense is denying that he ate his own poo.
No, they played the video.
They're talking about, look how crazy this guy was.
Because and he masturbated singing psychotic break. Roads.
Yeah. Guilty? I go guilty. Snowcone, you say plenty of reasonable doubt, right?
That's enough reasonable doubt. Yeah. I would honestly, if I leaned, I would say he probably did it. I don't know.
Yeah, you like, were saying the other
like
day 51, probably did.
51-49, but there's so much reasonable doubt. To me, at least. And again, only listen to defense, so...
Wait and see.
Does him eating his own poo bother you at all?
Yeah, it ain't great.
Mm. That causes you to lean a little more towards he did it?
No.
Or, oh.
That bothers me because...
He was mistreated. Yeah, we're on different wavelengths here completely.
I mean, everybody's been mistreated. They don't eat their own poo.
Right.
Yeah, not everyone's been in solitary for 13
I've been
months.
In jail before. Guys have come out of solitary after a while, and they never...
13 months.
I don't know for sure, but they never said they ate their own poo. And being in solitary confinement and being in a room of your own are two completely different things.
That's what the prosecution would like to remind
everyone.
Completely
different things. Yep. If they say, hey, so, like, a lot of times, like, when I was in Jacksonville jail for a while, it's two guys to a room, right? And then there's a big pod area where you can go out. You're dying to get your own room.
Yeah.
You want your own room.
Yeah.
Just sit in there and read or whatever. You don't just start eating your own poo. I mean,
turn away TVs.
You may want to eat your own poo because nobody won't put anybody with you.
Yeah. But
eating your own poo is never
turning away a TV sounds crazy to me, too.
Yeah, why do you turn away a TV?
Who knows?
The podcast also, he said there's a story behind it. Like, there's a lot more information
about it.
Yeah,
but what is it?
I don't know. We That's the thing. But he said there's some story behind why he turned it down.
How long until we find out, Snowcone? Monday?
I'd say next week, but I...
We'll find out Monday, right?
I don't know about Monday.
You don't think?
They don't deliberate weekends, do they?
No, but I think that give them all day Monday.
But they're also sequestered, so I don't know.
They're not going to want to sit there forever. I think we find out Monday.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. And you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, Lamar Odom, the former basketball player. Was he a good basketball player? I don't even know. Played for the Lakers, right? I don't know anything about basketball, but...
He won some championships, right?
He was on the team. Kobe. He was on the team when they won. I just didn't know if he was considered a...
I think he was pretty good at the time.
...star or not.
Wasn't Shaq good, but he's a good center, right?
I just heard about him because of the Kardashian stuff. He married Khloe Kardashian. They were married for like 6 or 7 years, and he was on the show occasionally. Although I don't watch that show... I am aware of that show, and I have seen clips of that show when the Soup used to be on. I remember seeing him on there, and I remember the big health scare that he had.
At the cat house.
He was in Vegas, and they said he might have taken some gas station. You know, stuff that I've been there, I've been like, I thought all that stuff was safe. It made me really do some personal inventory. But he's doing good now,
okay.
And apparently he somewhat recently found out about Real Dolls, the... Sex dolls, the American doll company, Real Dolls, big silicone sex dolls. And now, of course, they're incorporating electronics and AI into a lot of them. Some of them talk and blink and, you know, respond to you, can have conversations with you if that's something that you're into. And if that is something that he's into, I'm sure he can probably afford it. I assume he's rich. Anyhow, he finds out about these Real Dolls, decides, man, that looks like something I'd like to have. So he's in Vegas for his birthday recently, and there is a Real Doll factory in Vegas. And I guess his manager or somebody said, now would be a good time for you to go take a tour of the Real Doll factory.
Yeah.
I think any time would be a good time.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
If they're going to let you do it. So these dolls...
There is no bad time.
They now go for anywhere from... They started about...
Especially in the midst of this 4B movement.
That's right. You're going to need it. Mm-mm. These dolls go for about... They started around $8,000. They can get as expensive as like $20,000. I'm guessing the $20,000 ones are the ones that talk to you and all that. But... Lamar cut some sort of a deal on this. I'm guessing part of it was this promotion that he's doing for Real Doll by going to the factory and letting them film all of this while he's in the factory. And you get to see Lamar go into the Real Doll factory. You can tell. It just seems like he wasn't really aware of these things until recently. He's very excited about it. He starts picking up, like, chain whips and dildos and stuff. He's just messing around with stuff, kind of throwing the chain whips around. And then they lead him over to where these girls are hanging on these... They're meat hooks. I mean, that's what they look like. The way they make these girls, they're hanging on these hooks. And he walks over, he cops a couple of these girls and decides, you know, he wants to order one of these things, obviously. And he decides that he wants it to look like his ex, which I just think is kind of weird. But
so he's got a Kardashian?
They can do that for him. He's making a Khloe Kardashian Real Doll.
Nice.
And if you see the doll,
does
I mean,
it look like her?
It's got a big ass and...
There's a kid.
I think it kind of, no, Khloe. Khloe's the one he was married to, and that's who he wants it to look like.
Popular ones.
Oh, what?
It's the body, yeah. Biggest. What more can you ask for?
She's bad. She's shaped like a woman. I can see her thighs.
Ooh. Look at the butt. Look at the ankle.
Hey, yo, it's ankle. Crazy because it looks like she got blood running through her veins right here. Am I bugging or am I going crazy? Look.
No, it's a detail that
you see?
Imagine how much you'd love shopping for her, Lamar.
Yeah, no.
Bras and panties.
This would make me probably get into women's fashion, too.
Oh, yeah, sure would.
He's going to get into women's fashion because of this. So the doll's not finished yet, but I got to see a little bit of what the doll looked like. It looked a lot like Khloe. Well... Yeah, you're asking me? Yeah, of course. I'd be interested in any of those.
Khloe is OJ's kid, right?
That's the one that they say,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
This is... Let me see if you can see this, Laszlo. That's the one they're working on for him, I believe.
Oh, I see it.
And honestly, your face... Maybe it's just because they said something about Khloe, but the face does look quite a bit like Khloe Kardashian. Now, if I was... Obviously, he's getting a deal on this. He might be getting it for free for all this publicity. But if you had the money or if you could get one for free...
I'd get one of your ex.
No, would you get one, though?
Of your ex.
Okay, would you get one, though?
Yeah, I just told you.
Okay, be honest, though. Would you have sex with the silicone doll?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, you're saying it in a way that leaves this plausible deniability, like, I was busting his balls about saying I wanted one that looked like his ex. I'm asking if you had the money.
I'm given a choice, I might pick that.
Okay, if you had the money,
though. Said there's a Rolodex of your mind. Pick someone. Yeah, pick her.
When he's walking through the factory,
like
he goes up to the
pictures at night.
And
like,
you said you watched it, Snow Cone, right? When he's walking through there,
I did not watch it.
Oh well, as he's walking through the factory, he grabs one and it looks like he's tickling her butthole. But anyhow, I just look at him. I'm thinking that really is like a kid in a candy factory. I mean, especially imagine if you didn't know that sex dolls were a thing. I guess this guy's never had any trouble getting laid in his life, so. He didn't have to think about it.
I mean, like, you know, but, paying for it.
Right.
I'm not, some guys just like it.
They do.
I like it.
Yeah.
You like it.
Yeah.
We like it. I like sex to be, a lot of times, transactional, not transformational.
And maybe that's something that turns him on.
Right, so he's into it, so he's like, yo, give me the doll, let me die in a cat house. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
People are like, you're weird. Like, you're not that weird, man. It's just whatever.
Well,
you are whatever.
I wonder if the company's like, hey, we'd like to have celebrities come in here so that this can get, you know, attention. Someone like TMZ can post the videos on their website or go viral on social media. I'm guessing there's a lot of celebrities whose agents would say, don't go to the sex doll factory and start grabbing sex dolls' boobs. You think, why not? But if you really think about it, there's plenty of celebrities out there that just wouldn't fit their persona. Tom Cruise probably isn't going to go into a sex doll factory and start squeezing sex dolls' boobs. I don't see Tom Cruise doing that.
No.
You know? So you find a celebrity that's willing to do it and willing to do it publicly like that.
Would you have sex with a Tom Cruise sex doll?
Not interested. But
even
I would have sex with the sex doll.
Even as Maverick?
Yeah, not interested.
Risky business, Tom Cruise.
If you're going to force me to have sex with someone from that's a dude, I'd go with Val Kilmer anyway.
Oh, from Top Gun?
Top Gun, yeah.
Well, I'd go more Tom Cruise from Cocktail, though. I like that movie.
That's fine. He's the same guy, though.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
I'm just not that interested.
Okay.
Now, if you had the money, or if they were going to give you one for free, would you want the one that talks back to you, that has conversations with you? Or
talks
the one that,
back to me? What do you mean?
Well, the AI ones will have conversations with you. You can speak
right,
to them.
As long as it knows its place.
And she'll talk. That interests you? Having a conversation? That doesn't really interest me.
Wait, during sex or conversation?
Yeah. Like, oh, yes. Ooh. Oh.
I don't know.
We could
say other things. I don't know if we got to stick to that.
Well, I'm trying to be
censor-friendly
here.
Yeah,
but,
no,
yeah,
but
that's,
yeah. I might,
kind of stuff
wouldn't
they
mind
say.
If it dirty talked a little bit.
Okay, so that's worth
stories.
It.
Sure.
You wouldn't bring it into the kitchen and have it talk to you while you're making dinner?
No, but if I was having sex with it, said, f*** me in the ass, that might be nice.
Okay.
An added bonus. I wouldn't turn it down.
Even though it's coming from like that stereo speaker thing.
I don't know what
I can't
it sounds
decide.
Like.
I can't decide. Well, I've only watched some demos.
Better to have it and not have than and not turn it on than
want it and not have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. So you would have one. What about let's say that you decided, you know what, it's too difficult having sex, being in relationships, plus all these girls, they're protesting sex now because Trump won the election.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, man, I'd love to just have a sex doll. That would fulfill all my sexual needs. You can't have one with kids in the house, right? There's nowhere to hide
they can find it.
They'll find it.
Right.
I mean, there's got to be parts of the house that they don't ever go to, but as soon as you put that doll in there, they're going to find it.
And then you get caught with it. No.
Also, getting it delivered to your house. I don't know what the box says, but
imagine if you got caught with it. Like, can't have it in the house.
Of all the things to get caught,
for me,
we've all
like
been caught masturbating
at
some point in our life.
It's like a machine gun. You can't stay in the house.
Exactly. It's just too...
Gotta stay in my trunk.
But wait, the odds that it's going to... Something's going to go wrong. I think we're even higher than having a machine gun in the house. I'm not saying that the cost is the same,
but
I just feel like you're going to get caught.
The odds are high enough, you don't need it.
You're going to get caught
in the house with kids.
Get it in the house with kids. And I think that if you have one and you're trying to keep it a secret from your significant other, you're not going to be able to do that either. They're too big. There's nowhere to put this thing.
Mm-mm.
So I propose that what we start is a doll share company, like a ride share company.
Nobody wants that.
What do you mean? You just said you can't have it in the house.
Nobody wants to share a doll.
Well, we'll clean them.
No.
We'll clean them.
What you should
and
do.
And we'll bring them to your house.
Is get a hotel.
And meet the doll there?
That you can bring your doll and keep it there.
You're going to drag it up the elevator?
You can keep your doll there.
Just
your doll. Like, you know how coffee shops have their mug.
Mm-hmm.
We got a place where your doll's waiting for you.
So a hotel that really is centered around this. Your doll's always here.
Only if that's there.
Your doll's always here.
We got a place. All the dolls are there. It's got your name on it. You got to check it out like a coat check.
Yeah, we'll go
and
get
then
it.
Boom.
And they just wheel it out for you.
No,
and then
you call ahead and put it in the room for you.
That's what I mean, though. They run back. They get it out of the warehouse or wherever
it is.
We're
not giving it to you, though. There's no embarrassment for you.
Yeah, putting it in the room. I'm just saying how they go get it.
The
bellboy is going to get dolls ready for people.
You go to your room.
Yeah, they can even dress it up for you.
Right. Sheila will be waiting in room 103 for you.
That's what you'd name it? That was my next question.
Well, I just assume most people would name it Sheila.
I don't think of that name all that often. You do. It's your default woman's name.
Yeah.
I've never met a Sheila. Have you?
No.
You must have at some point, because you always go to it.
But I like Sheila, yeah.
I don't know what I'd name mine. Maybe Claire. That sounds like a good sex doll's name. Why are you shaking your head? Yours is Sheila.
Claire doesn't have sex.
What's wrong with Claire?
Sex?
What do you mean Claire doesn't have sex?
Claire. From a breakfast club?
Well, that's what you associate. I was just thinking, like, what's a...
Claire's not a whore's name.
It sounds like a girl that I didn't get to have sex with. Claire.
Just sounds like she didn't have sex with anybody. Sounds
fine.
Like Claire's
I'll
protesting.
I'll name her Lindsay. How's that?
Claire is protesting. She's part of the 4B movie.
Okay. Lindsay. Is Lindsay fine? Is
Lindsay's
that fine?
Lindsay's a little bit of a whore.
She's a little bit of a whore, right?
A little bit of a whore, yeah.
She is loose.
You know Sheila.
Sheila is not an attractive name.
It is
I'm sorry to any Sheilas, but it's just really not.
Oh, that is Claire's a hot chick.
It sounds
name?
Like a girl. It sounds like a classy broad, Claire.
Claire?
Yeah, you know,
my
Claire Danes.
It was my grandma Claire.
No, Claire. It's a name that girls have, and I've never had sex with one, so I was just throwing names out there. There's only a few, you know, only a few names I've never hooked up with. Claire and Lindsay. Those are the only ones I think. So, and Sheila I've never met, so that doesn't count. But yeah, what color hair would you get? Blonde?
Yeah.
Big boobs or little boobs?
Giant.
Huge, right?
Yeah.
Lazo wants him to be so big on this doll that it's
you
like
think
that.
I'm ridiculous.
That girl that used to, what did they call her? The Mickey Mouse ears or something. Guys would pay just to put their head in between her boobs. Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Those things were, that just doesn't really interest me. But that's your thing, so I think the doll's the time to get it, because you're probably not going to meet someone like that.
Better to have them than I want them.
That's exactly right. That's how it goes with when you're designing the doll with every part of it.
A doll named Claire.
I'm not making fun of you. Don't turn it around and start making fun of me.
With small boobs doesn't talk.
Yeah, that's good. What's wrong with that? I didn't say small, just not ones that hit the floor.
Right. Well, I didn't say they hit the floor. I just want them big.
You want them massive.
Well, Pam Anderson
huge
big.
Boobs. No, I've seen what you want, and you want them even bigger than that.
Okay.
Really,
if
really,
bigger
really
than that, big
large.
Boobs, yeah.
Huge, yes.
Well, I don't know about huge.
They're huge. I've seen...
I don't know, 38 Ds.
I think they're bigger than that, what you like, but fine. You want the huge, huge boobs. That's fine. And is she blonde or brunette or black hair or what? Short hair, long hair?
Yeah, 38D is good.
38D, okay.
I see
that's
that.
More reasonable.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Blonde hair and tan.
Blonde hair and tan, okay. And then would you like to pay the extra $150 for removable parts, the interchangeable parts?
Interchangeable?
Yeah, you can pay extra and they'll put...
Put what?
Well, like if you wanted to put a wiener on it. And you
okay, I'm good.
Oh, okay, you're good. Oh, okay. You look at me, you
Claire's,
go, oh, okay, I'm
Claire's
good.
Claire's got
I'm
a good. No, doesn't she?
Okay.
Small boobs
Jesus
and a Christ. You got
you know what? Just
doll.
Forget it. Just forget it.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
All right, before we get out of here, I do want to get your take on all these people saying that Jeopardy did Travis Kelce dirty. I don't think that was the worst thing in the world, but whatever. If people haven't heard it, I'll play it in a second. Did you guys hear the news, though, that about the celebrity death?
No.
You didn't hear?
No.
Didn't you say someone died over the weekend, too?
Don't remember.
You said someone
now
died
all I can think about
weekend.
Is this death.
Okay.
Because Elwood Edwards, dead at 74, he died a day short of his 75th birthday. Can't believe that. I just saw that guy in the news not too long ago.
Who the hell is that?
Elwood Edwards. I said, the guy, the AOL guy, the guy who does the voice.
You got mail.
That guy.
He died?
He died, yes. Everyone knows his name. He was driving driving Uber a couple
years
ago.
That's what I think your sex doll sounds like.
Just
you.
That's what I think they sound like. That's what I think they sound like.
You got a real dude.
You've gone anal, is that what you said?
Mail. Do you want me to say my name is Claire?
I'm having orgasm.
We really know it's Steve, but I'll say
Claire. What is wrong with Claire? Wrong with Claire? Oh, okay, right. We're back to that.
I don't have boobs.
We're back to that. Oh, because I like a B cup, maybe. Or not elephant ears, which is what you told me you wanted.
Notice.
Now you've gone down to 38
well, now,
double D
now
or whatever.
Look down. I got the extra parts.
Yeah.
So glad you ordered them.
You used to say that you were interested. I know you have. We've talked about this before. Now you turn on me because we're on the air. I just asked. They say it comes with it.
You said you wanted a real doll with a wiener.
I didn't say that. I did not say
you
that.
Said
I didn't
it, and
say
you,
that.
If you didn't hear him, you can go back and listen to
no,
the podcast.
No, yeah, you can, because I didn't say that.
You said
do you want it? I said, do you want it? I said, though, you sometimes said, yeah. Throw it in at no extra charge. Let's just be done with that. I'll talk about the Kelsey thing, and then we'll be gone.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock. The
Rock. Yo.
Yo. So, Laszlo, I know you also watch every episode of Jeopardy, but we do tape them because we're at work when it's on. So sometimes we're behind a couple days and not always caught up. I might binge watch a few episodes. So I didn't see what's today, Friday? So Wednesday's episode of Jeopardy. I didn't see it until yesterday. When I saw people started talking about it. And then by today, I'm looking right now. I just looked again. And there's multiple articles from within the last 2 hours. Even though this aired on Wednesday, people are still talking about this one answer on Jeopardy. The clue, the answer, whatever you want to call it. And it involved Travis Kelce. And the debate is whether or not Jeopardy was throwing shade at Travis Kelce,
yeah,
and Taylor Swift, I suppose.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man, who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a 3-time Super Bowl champ. Derek.
Who's Travis Kelce?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I missing there? Who's possibly more famous as a boyfriend? He is more famous as a boyfriend. Now, he's a famous tight end, but he's obviously become much more famous now as this boyfriend of Taylor Swift.
Sure.
I can live with that. As a fan of his, someone who...
I think that he has his own accomplishments.
Sure.
And he should be credited for those accomplishments, not as a significant other to someone. He doesn't need to be Mr. Swift. He's Travis Kelce, 3-time Super Bowl winner and Kansas City Chief. And you know what? He deserves that respect.
Well, they gave it to him by saying,
no,
Super Bowl champ,
it doesn't even need...
Said he may be more famous.
No.
Is that not true?
No.
No.
It doesn't matter if it is true. What does matter is that he has his own accomplishments, and you should make sure that he's respected for those.
Okay.
Got
so
it?
I can tell you were pretty upset by this.
Well, I didn't like it.
Yeah, you're upset. You thought you agreed then that they were throwing shade at Kels. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's just things that they do. It's a microaggression.
I'm so used to the sexism, I guess I didn't even notice.
It's a microaggression of the matriarchy, and I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I wonder if she's withholding sex.
And I'll be here to stand up against. I resist. I resist the matriarchy.
She's a Kamala person, right?
Clear. Clear.
I wonder if she's not going to have sex with them for 4 years.
She endorsed Kamala.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. So what if she's part of this movement?
I don't know if she's ever said anything about the 4B movement. Or 5B, sorry.
4B.
5.
No, 5. Without 5B. Yeah. 4-1B. Right? 4B-1, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I did see in one of the articles that I was reading, they said they had, I'm not kidding, I don't remember what, it was probably the Hollywood Reporter, one, something like that. I don't know what it was. But they hired a body language expert to watch Taylor Swift watching Travis Kelce in, you know, games, in NFL games. Uh-huh. And they had this person go back and look at the early games when she was watching Kels to the latest games. And this body language expert wants you to know that their relationship must be doing really well because Taylor is much less stressed now when she watches the game.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen hitting the glass and rooting for her man and mm-hmm. for his team, but she's doing it in a much more laid-back way. So she's found a way to root for Travis and the Chiefs without being so stressed out and enjoying herself, which this person says is a good sign of their relationship. Well, she didn't write the answer for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
That's not her fault. You mad at her? She didn't do that.
Who?
Taylor Swift. You're not mad at her.
I'm not mad at her. She didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's something that happens and people don't even notice it.
I don't. You're right. I'm so used to the sexism that is so...
That is the definition of microaggression.
Yes.
And I, you know, when you hear it, you need to call it out. And I'm glad that people did.
I've heard that term a lot, but I've never looked too much into it. I should dig a little
deeper.
That's
what it is.
I shouldn't just sit here and take this.
No. You don't have to, and neither do Travis.
Or just act like it. Just because it's the norm doesn't make it okay.
No.
Yeah. And Travis is a person.
He's a person.
He's a human being.
With his own accomplishments.
Just because he's a guy, he can still be a person.
And he should be recognized as such. That's it.
And he's done things.
It doesn't matter who he's dating.
That's
Why even bring up who he's dating?
That's right.
Doesn't matter who he's dating.
He's a host of a TV show.
Right. Let's ask who the host of the TV show is. That's
if you
it.
Want to bring that up, bring that up. He's named Grotesquery. You want to bring that up, bring that up. The guy's got his resume, and it's pretty
doesn't
impressive.
Doesn't matter who he's dating.
And the fact that you still have to mention who... You know what? You're right.
Yeah, of course.
You're right. It was sexist crap.
It was.
It was bull crap.
Right.
And microaggressions
of the matriarchy.
He's done all these things, but we all know why we really know who he is. That's what they're saying.
I resist.
Because he dates this woman. I resist. Is that the hashtag?
Yeah.
I resist, too. I'm right there with you.
If Travis needs a safe space, this can be it.
This show?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It could be tough for him. It's tough sometimes for people in that position to reach out.
I'm telling you, Travis, if you need a safe space where you can just talk to people, it's here.
And what else have you
taught
me?
I'm no threat to you.
Microaggressions are bad. No is a complete sentence.
Yes.
Your body, your choice.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So if he's listening, which he usually
does. This is a safe space.
This is a safe space. And he can come here.
You can come in here anytime you want.
Call.
No judgment.
And we won't even bring up anyone you've dated.
Why would we?
No need.
Not unless he wants to.
Sure, if he wants to.
Right.
Because it's a safe space.
Of course.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, that's it. Your buddy brought pizza. I'm eating.
Yeah,
that's nice. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. That's the guy that's making you rich, right?
Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his life together.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
It seems like it.
Right. He had shoes without socks on.
Mm-hmm.
Dress shoes without socks. That means you got money.
Yeah. You can pull things off.
Yeah.
But I just can't.
Uh-uh.
He's got a presence about him.
Yeah.
It just says, I know how to do things on time. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
I know how to not procrastinate everything in my life.
Yeah.
So that's cool. He should be helping other people out.
Yeah. Good for him.
I mean, I shouldn't say should. It's good that he's helping other people out.
Well, I guess he should, too.
Yeah, since he can. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have any plans, you?
No.
I mean, what do you think I'm doing? I don't know. Drive my kids wherever they want to go.
Well, I thought maybe your kids had a movie they wanted to go see or a sporting event they needed to go to.
I know you wanted to go to that KU game tonight because my youngest said he was going to go to a sleepover. And my oldest last night said he was going to go hang out with some friends. So
so the window
there. Yeah, you know, a couple hours maybe.
But you already bet on that New Mexico State.
I'll be watching that. I'm just saying, you know, I might be able to watch it in my living room alone.
Okay. So, but if that girl slid into your DMs, it's not that kind of a window.
I mean, in a Burger King bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Good. You made it time to sneak out. You can't be hosting people for a long time.
Oh no, I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, but you could meet somewhere. No, it's not bad. You know what they should do? They should make hotels where instead of renting it for the night, you just rent it for like an hour or two.
They have those.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. You got one by your house?
I don't. I bet you have one by yours.
I think I do.
I think I do. All right. Good show, Davis. Stay positive, kids.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.